Masechet Sukkah, Daf Kav Zayin, Amud Bet. The topic is Kabbalat Panei Rabbo, the Regel, greeting one's teacher or Rebbe during the Shalosh Regalim, during the holidays. The Gemara says toward the bottom of the page, about 10 lines up from the wide lines, Tana Rabbanan, Ma'ase b'Rebbe Eli Shalach l'Hakpil Panei Rebbe Eliezer Rabbo B'lud B'Regel. A situation took place once when Rebbe Eli went to receive his Rebbe, Rebbe Eliezer, in Lud on the holiday. Rashi explains, and when it says on the holiday, he says, Yom Tov Rishon v'halach etzlo mi'erev Yom Tov. He did not live, it says, next to his Rebbe, so he went there already for all of Yom Tov. He went there from Erev Yom Tov in order to greet and accept his Rebbe upon himself. Amar lo, so his Rebbe said to him when he came, Eli, eincha mishovte haregel. Eli, you are not from those who properly rest and observe the holiday properly. Rashi says, Ha'il, v'lo amadata b'veitcha, ela etzel ishtecha, because you did not stay at home like you should have with your wife in order to rejoice with her on the holiday. Shayav Eliezer Omer, Shabeach ani et ha'atzlanin, Shein yotzin mibateihen b'regel. Rabbi Eliezer used to say that I praise those who are lazy. That is to say, those who are lazy, Rashi says, even all year round, Shein yotzin mibateihen, who never leave their house and do nothing, but yet, in regards to the holiday, I praise them. Dichtiv esamachta ata uveitecha. As it says in the Torah, you shall rejoice with you and your household, which of course implies especially with your wife and with your family. And here you have not done that. The Gemara asks about this maaseh. It says, Eini, Bahama Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said the following, and this is a Gemara as well, which has a parallel in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Daf Ted Zayin Amidet. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Minayin shechayav adam lahakbil penei rabo beregel." How do you know that a person is obligated to accept his Rebbe on the holiday and to greet him? Shenemar madua atolechet elav hayom lo chodesh velo shabbat. Because we know the famous case that took place, where the wife of the so-called Isha Shunamit, who went to seek out Elisha because her son was sick, it says in Tanakh. And he said to her when she was going, why are you going to see the great Navi, the great prophet? Lo Chodesh velo Shabbat. It's not Rosh Chodesh, and it's not Shabbos. So why are you going? And she responded that she's going to run to see the Ish Elokim, to see the Holy Man of God, and then she will return. But you see from this, apparently, that she was going to see, if you will, her master. Gemara goes on, Michlal de Bechodesh v'Shabbat. Therefore you see that on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbat, Mechayiv Inish l'Akbule Ape Rabbe, that a person is in fact obligated to greet his Rebbe. So how could it be that this statement was made by Rebbe Eliezer, that it was wrong for his student Eli to come to visit him on Yontif, on the Regel, when in fact Rebbe Yitzchak had said that it's an obligation, that a person has to do so. And he was just following the statement of Rebbe Yitzchak and that obligation, which is apparently learned, it seems, from Divrei Kabbalah, from the Navi. So the Gemara answers, Lo kasha, this is not difficult. Hada azil va'ate biyome, hada azil v'lo ate biyome. The Gemara answers, this is not difficult. One case we're talking about where Rabbi Yitzchak said it's a mitzvah to do so. That's talking about where you can go and you can greet your Rebbe and still return the same day in order to rejoice with your wife and with your family. The other case is talking about, as Rashi hinted at the outset, a situation where a person, in order to greet his Rebbe, has to leave for Yontif, will not be with his family at all, and consequently not be able to rejoice with them. And there's so many questions here that are so bothersome with reference to the Shaila of being Mekabel Pnei Rabo Berego. First of all, what is the nature of this chiyuv, as we said? Is it a chiyuv medibrei Kabbalah? We talk about the source from Achitza, which is in the Masechet Sukkah, if I recall, Daf Min Aleph Min Bet. So we learned that from the Navi that the temple architecture had separation between men and women. And Rav Moshe learns there that this is a diaraita, this is a Torahitic obligation. How could it be a Torahitic obligation if it's learned from the Navi? Rav Moshe says because the Navi is not permitted to be mechadesh something, to create a new halacha, and therefore if he said something, it must only be a reflection upon what was a hanhaga, what was a behavioral mode that already was observed by the Jews previously, already going back to Torahitic times. So through here, does this reflect the Torahitic obligation since she can't be mechadesh anything? Was this already something that was going on previously? Is it a rabbinic obligation that nonetheless is something which is seen as grounded in something that was done in Tanakh, but it's only a rabbinic obligation? Is it Midas Hasidus? Is it just something that is something which is nice to do and proper to do, but is not something that is, when we say a chiyuv, something that is obligated in terms of the formal halacha? So that is one question. What is the level of obligation? We'll attempt to deal with that question toward the end of the shiur. A second question that needs to be asked in terms of this obligation is that it's learned from a woman. Now, how could it be learned from a woman if the whole notion is that a person has an obligation to greet his Rebbe on the Rego? Then why would we learn this from a woman? She doesn't usually have a Rebbe in terms of what we think of in the formal sense. She's not seen as being a Talmud. So why do we learn it then from a woman? Third, we'll ask the question that the source from which we learn this says, why are you going today? It's not Chodesh and it's not Shabbat. The whole goal here is to learn if a person has to visit his Rebbe on the Regel. And what does the Gemara do? It brings the source which indicates that a person went to greet his Rebbe, and the question was asked, why are you going today? It's not Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. It doesn't even ask, why are you going? It's not the Regel. It seems from here the obligation might be to go on Rosh Chodesh or on Shabbos, and dafka not on the Regel. And yet we use this for the source specifically, not that you have to go on Rosh Chodesh, not that you have to go on Shabbos, but that you have to go on the Regel, when it says absolutely nothing about the need to go on the Regel. And Gemara Shah, by the way, adds in his commentary on this that the notion of this being relevant to Regel as well, he says, is clear, because if it's relevant to Rosh Chodesh, then all the more so, certainly, it is relevant to the Regel as well. The Ben Yehoyada has an absolutely wonderful explanation in regards to why the chiyuv is on the regel, and what this idea of Chodesh and Shabbat is. So he says, Michlal de b'chodesh v'shabbat mechayev makshim Rabbi Yitzchak amar b'regel u'b'kra k'tiv chodesh v'shabbat. Exactly our kasha. The whole proof is supposed to be in the Gemara that you have to visit your Rebbe on the regel, and here the proof comes from Chodesh and Shabbos. He says, "When you're elite, it's Yatis Shemaya, the Muchach Lomar, Hai Shabbat Hamorkan, Humoed, the Ikre Shabbat." He says, "There's no doubt we have to say that when it says Chodesh and Shabbat, that it's talking about Chodesh and the Regel, not Chodesh and Shabbos like Shabbos of the Parsha Shavua. Because if it's Shabbos, the Parsha, just Shabbos of the week, he says it makes no sense. It must be Shabbos referring to the Regel. Now, how can he say such a thing? He brings no raya for this. So we know that we do have such a notion. We know by Sfira, Usfartem Lachem Imocharat HaShabbat. We know, of course, that in a famous Machlokas that the Chazal had with the Tzedukim,
regarding Sfiras HaOmer, that it does not mean that it starts after Shabbos on a Sunday that you start counting Sfira after Pesach has begun, but in fact you start counting on the Yantif, which is the next day after Pesach, because Shabbat can refer, as well we know, to Yantif, and doesn't only refer specifically to Shabbos. In fact, I can bring a raya from that, from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Kaf Tet, Yud Chet, says the following. He says, Kishem Shemat Tishim B'Leile Shabbat, Umavdilim B'Motzei Shabbat, Kach Mekadashin, B'Leile Yamin Tovim, Umavdilim B'Motzeiyan, Motzei Yom HaKippurim, Shikulam Shabbatot Hashem Hein. The Rambam establishes a need to make Kiddush Havdalah on Yontif, just like on Shabbos. And by the way, there's a machlokas. Many hold that to make Kiddush on Yontif and Havdalah is only a Derabbanan. But if I recall, the Torah Tamima suggests, and it seems to me to be clear from the Rambam, that be it on Shabbos or be it on Yontif, there's an obligation to make Kiddush and Havdalah, even though Zachorat Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho, it says, remember the Shabbos day to keep it holy. But nonetheless, the Rambam says here that Yontif also is called Shabbos, an absolute raya, that even though it says here, Chodesh V'Shabbat, that she was going to see the Torah scholar, nonetheless, Shabbos can be interpreted to mean Yontif. And what's the reason and the rationale behind this interpretation goes on the Ben Yehoyada beautifully. He says, Avamoed v'rosh chodesh yesh tam. There is a reason one would greet a Rebbe on the Rosh Chodesh and on Yontif, which is not relevant to Shabbos. What's the reason? Kevan shehen kavuim al pi chachamim. Tzarich lechabed b'hem hachachamim v'hakbalat p'neihem. He says, because it's those dates, Chodesh and Regel, which are established specifically by the Chachamim, we know, they're the ones who establish the calendar as opposed to Shabbos, which is established by Hashem. So that's why there's an extra inyan of going to visit your Rebbe and to recognize the greatness of your Rebbe, going back to times of the Chachamim, when they would be the ones who established it, on the Yontif. And he says, Mihai Taima Mevakshin Al Chachmei Yisrael B'Tfilat Yi Ratzon She'omrim B'Shabbat She'kodem Rosh Chodesh B'Hachraza. And he says, he explains too, that's why that there is a minhag apparently to ask a special prayer for the Chachamim, maybe it's only in the Svardi Siddur, concerning the welfare of the sages, that this is done dafka on Shabbos when you have Birkat HaChodesh, he says, because then you recognize the greatness of the sages, the greatness of Chachma Yisrael in being able to establish the Jewish calendar, and because of that you specifically ask, as Rosh Chodesh is about to be invoked, the special bracha for the Chachamim. Incidentally, I would like to point out that the Iyun Yaakov has a very interesting girsa. He says that in the girsa of the Radak and the Abravanel, he brings that their girsa was not that the obligation is to be Mekabel Pene Rabo like we have it in regards to Regel, but in regards to Shabbos and Regel. The idea would be that there's an obligation to be Mekabel, one's Rav, on Shabbos and on the Regel, just he says, like the Ritva, that if you can't do it every Shabbos, so you have an obligation at least to do it on the Regel. He also points out in the Yun Yaakov very beautifully that the idea of the Isha Shunamis, of the woman going to Mekabel and her husband asking her, why are you going now? It's not Chodesh. And it's not Shabbos, so why are you going now? She says, beautiful, v'hanashim
Yeshlam Rosh Chodesh Bimakom Regalim. We know that women, because they did not worship the golden calf, as a famous Medrash it says, that they were given Rosh Chodesh as a special yuntif for themselves. So for women, Rosh Chodesh itself is a special regel, where it's like their Mekabel Pnei Shechina, or has the status of a special yuntif, a certain malach is not being done by certain women on those days. That's his explanation as to why the woman was asked about Shabbos and Chodesh, as opposed to a man we know is obligated, Kol Zechorcha, to come to the Beis HaMikdash for the Shalosh Regalim. Rav Moshe Sternbach, in his Tshuvos VeHanhagos, Chelek Bet, so there he discusses as well this notion of the obligation Mekabel Pnei Rabo. He does this in Hilchos Yantif, which is in Simon Shin Kaf Bet in Orach Chaim. He seems to say that he considers it a notion of Talmud Torah, just like one has to learn Shloshim Yom before the Regel, the halachas of the Regel. So Savi specifically, he suggests, would be Doresh, we know, especially on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, and for men and women. So that's why she was going, he says, on Chodesh and Shabbat, when she would usually go. But he says the notion of being Doresh for the Regel, that was a Chiyuv in Talmud Torah that was specifically on men, and therefore, in fact, from the woman in the case here, we do not learn that you have to go on the Regel. For her, we only learn that in regards to men, and yet he says in his conclusion that in our time, the poskim are not so makvi on this halacha as we know. We don't know people generally go and are mekabel their rav on the Regel, because since today, he says, we are not knowing to be Doresh so much before the Regel in the halachas because we have Svarim. We have many Svarim where a person can be medakdek in the mitzvahs of the Regel, and that's kind of the main source today for learning the halachas regarding it, and therefore that's why he suggests the custom is today kind of not so much emphasized to go be Mekabel Pnei Rabo. Finally, the deeper question is, what is the theme of this so-called obligation to greet one's Rebbe? Is the theme one, as might one think immediately upon reading this Gemara, of this is halacha in the Shalosh Regalim? It's a special halacha that you have to greet your Rebbe on Yantif. Is that what the halacha is? Halacha in Yantif? To fulfill Yantif properly, it's a chiyuv in Yantif. It could be that the notion of the student learning Torah on the Regel could be a notion of, maybe I would suggest, a notion of Simcha. We know Soloveitchik has pointed out that an Avel cannot study Torah. We know the halacha is during Shiva because statutes of God, the study of Torah, rejoices the heart. So you, in Avelus, you cannot study Torah. And he's pointed out as well that that's why the minhag is that a chassan, someone who is within his Shiva Yimei Amishtei, the days of celebration of his wedding, gets called to the Torah during that time, because this is a special simcha, because the Kriyas HaTorah is seen as a Talmud Torah Derabim of teaching Torah to the entire Kehillah, and that being so it is a simcha to teach Torah, not only to learn Torah, but also to teach Torah. Maybe a special inyan that's to be Mesameach, maybe the Talmid and the Rebbe, so they have this this meeting where they can teach Torah and learn Torah. So again, maybe it refers, I'm just suggesting, the notion of the laws of the Regel, v'samachta b'chagecha, and in a special way, one is experiencing this simcha. If that's the case, we may ask another question as well, in regards to the woman who did this. We have to say, is it not a mitzvah seishasman grama? Is it not a positive time-bound commandment if it's limited to being done just on Yantif? And yet, we saw this woman went to do it, and indeed, she is the source for obligation to do so. Is the theme perhaps not that of Regel, but somehow that of Talmud Torah, that the idea one would think usually of probably going to greet your Rebbe is perhaps one where one is going to learn Torah with his Rebbe. And if that's the case again, then what about the woman who is obligated when she has no obligation in Talmud Torah, and yet here we learn it from a woman? Note of the Yehuda in Simin Sadi Dalid in Arachayim, he says, Odesh, you have a Korban Musaf, and on Shabbos also, you have a Korban Musaf. On Yantif, there too, you have a Korban Musaf. So it's clear that there's an idea of Tosefet, of an additional, like Musaf, an additional aspect on these particular days, which is Shafa LaHashpia Al Talmudo, an extra inyan of overflow in terms of one's learning. It would seem from this one might suggest that it's an inyan of Talmud Torah, not just of the Regel. Or thirdly, could this be an inyan, perhaps, of Kavanah Rav, that it's a notion of respect that one has to have in general for his Rebbe by showing that he goes to greet him on the holiday. We had mentioned previously that Rav Shtornbach, in his Shilas and Tshuvos, of Tshuvos the Hanhagos, had considered the inyan of being Mekabel Panei Rabo to be one of Talmud Torah. However, in Moadim Uzmanim, in Siman Shin Yud Zayin, this is in Chelek Hay, there he suggests that the main issue is Kavod HaRav, and he also asks, though, as he said previously in his Tshuvas, that maybe Tinyin of Talmud Torah, he's not sure that Afkabina would be if the Rav has a right to be mochel on his kavod. If this is inyan of Talmud Torah, so then the Rav cannot be mochel on his kavod. It's the student who gets to learn Torah from his Rebbe, and it's something that's to his advantage by coming to visit his Rebbe, and the Rav has no right to be mochel on his kavod. If, however, it's a notion of the Kavanah Rav theme, then the Rav, let's say if he's tired or he doesn't want the Talmidim come, he could be mochel on his Kavod and say that he does not need them or want them to come. That the Rambam, we know, brings this down in Hilchos Talmud Torah. However, he brings it down with reference to Kavod Rabo, having respect for one's Rav. In fact, Rav Shtornbach points out that specifically the Rambam is discussing there issues that are germane to one's Rav Muvhak, to one's Rebbe from whom one learned all or most of his Torah. And therefore, Rav Shtornbach is mechadesh that this law is only relevant to one's Rav Muvhak. That is to say that if one lived, let's say, in a city where one of his Rebbeim was there, but it wasn't his Rav Muvhak, so he would not have an obligation to go visit this particular Rebbe, let's say, who he learned from in grade school, or he learned a lot of Torah from in yeshiva. It's only relevant to one's Rav Muvhak that one is obligated to visit on the Regel, and not relevant to just any one Rebbe that one particularly learned with, even though that person may consider that teacher to also be his Rebbe. If it's an inyan of Kavod Rabo, so then Post can point out that also a woman has an obligation. If there's nothing that is excluding her because of an inyan of Talmud Torah, that she doesn't have such an obligation. It's not a mitzvah asei shazman grama, that in terms of Kavod Rabo, it's something that happens all the time. If that's the case, then why is it brought down specifically in regards to the Regel? So the Ritva points out in his commentary, Rosh Hashanah Tet Zayin Amud Bet, also brought down among other places in the Ein Yaakov when he brings the Ritva. So
he points out that kol yom v'yom hu chayav. This is really an obligation that a person has upon his Rebbe every day. That every day he should really go and greet his Rebbe and try to learn something from him, be it in actual Torah, be it in Midos. Chodesh and Shabbat is in lav dafka, he says. He says, if you're within the tchum, if you can go on Chodesh, you go. If you can go on Shabbos, you go. But the only obligation is actually in regards to the regel. It could be a person could be far away, but in regards to the regel, one, let us say, may have to bring his family with him, perhaps. We have to understand in terms of the kasha we asked before in the Gemara that you have to also rejoice with your family. But the notion would be that one should greet his Rebbe obligatorily on the regel, but should do so also at other times, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, even every day, the Ritva says, if that is something that is possible for him to do. This notion of this being an obligation of Kavod HaRav is also expressed in its only places in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah does not bring down anywhere, it's not halacha l'maisa, that one is mekabel penei rabo beregel. It is not brought down in Hilchos HaRegel. As we said, the Rambam doesn't bring it down there either. However, it is brought down at least in two places I saw in Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Aleph, Dalid, it says, Yaholech the bar mitzvah, if a person was going to do a mitzvah, could go mehakdil penei rabo. Like, to greet his Rebbe. It's discussing there if he has to go through water. So in that particular situation, so it describes this as being a case of a mitzvah. And there the Mishnah Berurah brings down that in regards to Kabbalah's Panim, that a man and a woman are equal in regards to what we saw, in fact, in the Gemara, where we learn this from a woman. In the Biur Halakha, the Chavetz Chaim also quotes the Ritva that we pointed to, that this is something that's obligatory on a regular basis, but if one is closer, so you should try to do so regularly, but you know, as a mitzvah, we should say, but in terms of it being an absolute chiyuv, so there, it's only obligatory through three times a year on the regel, if one can only do it during those particular times. It's also brought down in the Shulchan Aruch as well, in Hilchot Tisha B'Av. There it also says regarding washing being forbidden on Tisha B'Av. Tavkuf Nun Dalid Yud Bet Haholech Lehakvil Penei Rabo. Someone who's going to greet his Rebbe. And again, both these times, be it on Shabbos, as we saw previously in the Shulchan Aruch, and now on Tisha B'Av, so we're talking about times that are not the Regel, right? Or not the Regel. This is certainly supported the Ritva in his clear statement that it's not a notion only relevant to the Regel. So there too, if a person has to go through water on Tisha B'Av, so in the Mishnah Berurah says, afilu b'chol, even if it's just a regular day, it's Tisha B'Av, it's a regular day, but there's no obligation, but there's still a mitzvah, he says. So there one is permitted to do so, to hear the Dvar Torah, Mishnah Berurah says, and to get wet. He's not doing this l'shem hana, but he's doing it in order to learn Torah, or even to learn, it must be, something from his Rebbe, not necessarily Torah, because Tama Torah is author on Tisha B'Av. Maybe as a Shaila, maybe it's something that has to do with the laws of Tisha B'Av. But he's allowed to go there. He's not allowed to return through the water, but he can go there through the water since it's a mitzvah to do so. So this is brought down, even bizman hazeh, as a mitzvah to do so, but it's not brought down regards specifically in the halachas of regalim that one has to do this. The note of Yehuda, which we previously cited, emphasizes that this was only something that was a halacha in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, in the Shalosh Regalim. There, you had an obligation to be Mekabel Penei Rabo. But Bizman Hazeh, he says, we do not have such an obligation. Why is that?
He says, because then what we would do is we go to the Beis HaMikdash to be Mekabel Pnei HaShechina, as we know. You'd go to the Beis HaMikdash to be Omei Lifnei Hashem, to stand in front of God's presence, as the Torah describes, and you would be Mekabel Pnei HaShechina. Then there was an obligation at the time of the Beis HaMikdash to be Mekabel Pnei Rabo, just like there was an inyan to be Mekabel Pnei HaShechina. However, he says, in our time, there is no obligation to be Mekabel Pnei Rabo. Why not? He says, Shelo yehe kevodo merubo mikavod shemayim. He says, because otherwise, it would appear today that if you go be Mekabel Pnei Rabo, when you cannot be Mekabel Pnei HaShechina because there is no longer Beis HaMikdash, so this would be a bizayon to the Shechina. The idea that you would show kavod to the Rabbi, you can't show kavod to the Shechina. He says, therefore, that's why, in fact, the Shulchan Aruch does not bring this down in regards to the halachas of modern times, where they are only halacha l'maisa concerned. But only the Rambam brings it, because we know the Rambam brings also notions that are relevant to the Beis HaMikdash, Korbanos, and so on, although we should point out that the Rambam, we said, did not bring it in those halachas. He brought it in the Inyanei Kavod HaTorah, Kavod HaRav, in his Mishnah Torah. But the Nod Yehuda, the main point is said that this is something that went along with the idea of being Mekabel, the Shechina, on the Regel, but it is no longer relevant, he says, to our time. Now, in contrast to this, if we look at the Yarot Vash, and this is in Chelek Aleph, and it's in Drush Yud Bet, Daf Reish Kaf Hei. So there, of Yehonatan Eishvich brings down the following, quoting our Gemara. He says just the opposite of the Nod Yehuda. He says, Kabbalat Pnei Talmud Chacham, Ki Kabbalat Pnei Shechina. Receiving a Talmud Chacham is just like receiving the Pnei Shechina, the Shechina itself. Now it could be that thus far maybe the Nod Yehuda agreed with that. But he says then, this is where he disagrees, in Cain, Bisman Abayit, Lo Haya. Therefore, he says, at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was no obligation to accept, to receive one's Rebbe, because you would receive the Shechina itself. However, on Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, where people would not go to the Beis HaMikdash, so that's why it's brought down that people would go see their Rebbe in that particular time, as we saw in our Gemara. And he brings a medrash that says, in fact, from the Yalkut Shmoni Chalak Bet Reish Mem Zayin, he brings there a notion that even, it says, on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, the Jews were also fitting to go and to be Mekabel Bnei Shechina. Ela shechas aleihem amakom lahakel meitam atorech. So therefore, it's just God that did not want them to have to go at those times, because it would be difficult for them to go up to the Beis HaMikdash on a regular basis. But really, even Chodesh and Shabbat were germane for having a fulfillment of being Mekabel Pnei HaShechina. He says, he goes on, came kolpani pnei kabbalat pnei, but still, if you cannot receive the Pnei HaShechina regularly, you should receive, you should greet the face of the greet the Rebbe, the Talmud Chacham, especially if there's no Torah Haderech. Ulachain b'shunami chahaita b'zman abayit, and he said in the case of the Eshat Shunami, which took place in the time of the Bayit, lo yizkir moed v'chag im chodesh Shabbat. That's why it didn't mention Regel in regards to the Eshat Shunami, which we saw in our source. D'sham havei la l'miza al memidut chasidut.
because there in the time of the Bayit, so she was only going on Chodesh and Shabbos as something which is proper to do, but it was not required by God to have to do it except on the regal, because it would be too difficult to do on a regular basis. That's why, however, she was doing it. Lekach Rav Yitzchak Da'iris Manazeh, however, if Yitzchak is talking about specifically an obligation to do this in our time, sounds like he holds it's not certainly the Araisa, even Midivrei Hanavi, because the Araisa would be to go be Mekabel L'Panei Ashchina, and it sounds like it's more like of a Derabbanan that Rabbi Yitzchak here is invoking. He says, in our time where you can't be Mekabel L'Panei Ashchina, therefore in our time the obligation is to be mekabel the Talmud Chacham instead of being mekabel the Shechina. He says this is considered to be like receiving the Shechina, the Kabbalat Pnei Talmud Chacham Ki Kabbalat HaPnei Ashchina, because the receiving of a Torah scholar, of one's Rebbe at least, that is considered to be on the same level as receiving the Shechina itself. We know that the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah that whoever is cholek al rabo, whoever argues with his Rebbe, whoever attacks his Rebbe, it's like that person is cholek on the Shechina. It's like that person is going after the Shechina itself. We learn this, he says, from Moshe Rabbeinu, when the people attacked Moshe Rabbeinu, and it said it's like they were attacking the Shechina. So when a person goes against his Rebbe, he's like going against the Shechina. So too to be mekabel, he's telling us, therefore, when Rebbe is like being Mikabel the Shechina itself. A beautiful statement by the Yarod Vash. Again, the Noda Yehuda claimed that it was only when you're going to receive and to greet the Shechina in this Manabayit that also, therefore, you went to see your Rebbe. But he says, Bizmanazef, there is no being Mekabel Pnei Ashchina, so it's a Bizayon to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbo. It would look like the receiving of the Rebbe is greater than the greeting of the Shechina. So as a result, it's no longer germane to our time. As the post, the Yarmouth Devash says just the opposite, that the obligation was only to be Mekabel Pnei Ashchina in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And today, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, that's dafka when the obligation to receive Pnei Rabbo is to be done as a fulfillment of kind of that idea that we had in the past, which we no longer can fulfill, that the receiving of Pnei Rabbo replaces Kibiyachol, takes the place of being Mekabel, the Pnei Hashchina. Tchumin, Rav Shmuel David, interestingly suggests that perhaps there is no obligation in our time. He quotes some who say this to visit one's Rebbe, or maybe we don't do it, even as the Yarod Vash says one should. He suggests maybe it's because the Ramah states in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridea, Simen Reish Mem Gimel, that we know that there are those who hold there's no Talmud Chacham in our time for the most part, and therefore things have changed. We don't have people no Kol HaTorah Kula, and so on. So we're making regards to various issues. So I would say this has nothing to do with, per se, a Din of a Talmud Chacham. This has to do with one's Rabbo Muvhak, with one from whom one has learned most of one's Torah. Of course, I guess one could argue that at least one has to have the demon of Talmud Chacham to have this halacha to be shayach to him. Or, as he continues, he says, because this is something difficult to do, as we see in the Gemara itself, where there's a conflict between misameach, being misameach, your wife, your family, and on the other hand, going to be mekabel rabo, so in such situations, so we are lenient in regards to Deen of a Talmud Chacham. Perhaps you also have that in regards to, they say, tearing one's garment in regards to the passing of a great Talmud Chacham, a Gadol HaDor. Some say some say, as I recall, that again, because we don't have a Talmud Chacham Bizman Hazeh, and because one has to rip a garment, in other words, one has to destroy something, usually it's a halacha that you're not allowed to be a Baal Tashchi, to just destroy something. So too here, where there's a conflict, so it's suggested by some that that's why we're not so makpid upon this, as he quotes in the name of the Devar Yehoshua regarding that matter.
Inyan le'inyan ba'oto inyan, with regards to the proper respect one should have for his Rav, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, brought down in Halicha Shlomo, this is in the ninth parak, Seder Leil Pesach, Daf Reish Lamed Gimel, Simin Yud Chet. He says, Talmid Eitzel Rabo Shupater Me'aseba, a student who is sitting with his teacher at the Seder, with his Rebbe, is not required to lean. Ein ra'ui l'chadchila shivakesh reshuto la'asev, ela yuchab lo'aseva. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach paskins that the student should not ask permission from his Rebbe to lean, and then his Rebbe could be mochel on his kavod. He says that that is something that's inappropriate. He says the etzem b'vakasha sheyesh b'agam kein srach yisaron derech eretz l'chein lo yivakesh. To ask your Rebbe if you can lean in his presence, while even though there's a mitzvah that evening to do so, is itself inappropriate, because the lach is your pater if you're actually a Rebbe, because it's understood that you have to stand erect and you can't be leaning in that fashion. It's inappropriate. So if the Rebbe gives her shoes, he says, just outright, then it's fine. But if the individual has to ask if he can do it, then he should not ask. That is inappropriate. And in the footnotes, in number 126, halfway through, it says, V'ragil haya rabbeinu lomar de medin zed talmid eitzel rabo, ein tzarich haseba. V'shama zon rabach would say regularly, from this halacha of a disciple sitting with his teacher on Pesach night, yesh derot godel hachashivut hanechitzut shiraui chazal, shiru chazal, v'shiyat ha-talmidam b'mechitzat rabam. You can see how important it was that Chazal felt it was for a student to be within the realm of his Rebbe to learn. Sha'afa pisha mitzvah ha-seba chaviva ma'od laharot derech cherut b'leitziyat mitzrayim. Even though, how precious is that mitzvah of leaning during the night of the going out of Egypt? It's a great mitzvah. And individuals who do not lean when they go through the various asters of the Seder where they're required to, like the eating of matzah, the drinking of the arbakosos, and so on. So they must, in fact, go through the action again if they did not lean. Mikol makom lo amru l'talmid shielech lebeit achirim Olebeto Kadeshui Batel Min Hamitzvah. Yet Chazal did not say, and Poskim did not say, that a person who's invited to his Rebbe's house should avoid it, since he will not be able to lean, and instead he should go to another home where he will be able to lean in accordance with the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Ela Adarabba Haidboninut Vahalimud Midarko Vahanagotav Shalarab Adifatve. No, he says, it's just the opposite. If you're invited to your Rebbe's house, then you should accept that invitation to learn the myriad of things you will learn when you are there at his Seder, even though you have to forego the leaning that is generally obligatory on the Seder night. This showing, again, how great Chazal and our Mesorah feels it is to be in the Mechitza, in the realm of one's Rebbe, and to learn from him, even if, as a result of this, a person will have to miss the statement of symbolism and of leaning through the entire night, that indicates that one is free from Egyptian bondage and has gone out to Cheirut. Wow, it's an amazing notion expressed there by Rosh Shlomo Zalman. This, of course, is reminiscent of what is said in the Gemara Makok, Daf Kav Bet Amid Bet. The Mishnah had said previously on the previous page, Kama Malkinoto Arba'im Chaser Achat Shenamar B'Mispar Arba'im. It says that you give a person, we know, 39 lashes, but it's really 40 less one. How do we know that if it says actually the word 40, the number 40 in the Torah itself? So Gemara says, my time, ketiv arba'im b'mispar. So why would you think if it says 40 that it should be only 39? It starts and it goes on to say, Amarava kama tipshe sha'ar inshe. Dekaime makme sefer Torah velo kaime makme gavra rabba. How foolish are so many people, says the Gemara, that they stand up, of course, in the presence of a sefer Torah, but they do not stand up when a great man, when a Torah scholar, when one's rav walks into the room. De'ilu b'sefer Torah k'tiv arba'im. Because with regards to the Torah, it says you should get 40 lashes. And yet, the rabbis came along, the great individuals of Torah, and they, as a result of their learning, showed that 40 only means 39, going even beyond what the Torah said in its simple understanding. And consequently, as he said, how foolish are such people when a Torah, a Talmud Chacham, not only has acquired Torah, he is a living, breathing Sefer Torah. He is Sefer Torah in its most grand form, because it's an Eitz Chaim. We know the Torah is a tree of life, and when a person has taken that Torah and made it a part of his life, he is a walking Torah, and certainly kavod is due to that individual. That is the kavod that is due to one's rav, to one's teacher, and that is the kavod that has been discussed, certainly by the final views that we saw, in regards to the idea that the Shechina, which was the presence that one was supposed to greet in Yerushalayim, in the absence of that, one, the Aras Vash says, shows his respect for the Shechina by showing his respect for his Rebbe, which is Doma Shechina, which is itself the great Torah one has learned from that individual, should help him recognize that that is that person's connection to the Shechina. That is, and such kavod, as we indicated from the Ritva, is something that should be shown not only in regards to the halachas of coming before one's Rebbe on the regel, but in fact should be done on a regular basis in order that one should recognize the kavod that is due to one's Rav.